From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. Luis Ramirez is covering the migrant issue.
The EU made an announcement that it is now giving every migrant a chance to apply for asylum before a decision is made to return them to Turkey.
The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the European Union of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based administration backed down from a promise to give up power. The National Salvation Government ordered security forces to stay on the job and continue protecting the administration. It also said it will hold the new unity government responsible for any violations of its security. Tripoli-based authorities said Tuesday they were disbanding their government and that its prime minister, parliament, and ministry chiefs were all stepping down, but it now says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, says he has ruled out an inside job. He says the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say what country. A majority of the Dutch who voted in Wednesday's referendum rejected the European trade agreement with Ukraine. The exit polls carried out by polling institute Ipsos showed 64% of those who voted said no to the idea, with some 36% voting in favor. This is VOA News. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's resounding win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the Wisconsin primary election Tuesday makes it more likely that none of the three candidates will have enough votes to win the party's nomination. There are 16 state Republican nominating contests to go, extending into early June. Trump would have to win more than 60% of the remaining delegates in order to claim the nomination at the national convention next July. Republicans have not had a contested convention since 1976. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is facing growing competition from her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders has defeated her in six of the last seven state nominating contests, including Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin. Campaigning Wednesday in Pennsylvania, Clinton tried to contrast her positions with those of Sanders.
But Senator Sanders and I have some real differences about how we would go about achieving our goals as president. And like a lot of people, I am concerned that some of his ideas just won't work because the numbers don't add up.
Hillary Clinton. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. But he told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Stoltenberg is consulting with U.S. leaders before the Warsaw NATO summit in July. Regional security issues will be the focal point of discussions for Secretary of State John Kerry as he visits Bahrain. Bahrain is on the first leg of a week-long overseas trip that includes a stop in Japan. There was a large rise in the number of executions carried out worldwide in 2015, according to Amnesty International. Henry Ridgewell reports.
25 countries carried out the death penalty, but just three, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, accounted for 90% of the total. In Pakistan, the December 2014 Taliban attack in Peshawar killed 141 people and led to the government ending its moratorium on executions. At least 158 people were executed in Saudi Arabia. In Iran, many executions were carried out for drug-related offences. The true number of people executed globally is likely to be much higher because China is excluded from Amnesty's data. Henry Ridgewell, London.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were also up. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.